serious, everyone. I told you. One quintillion. One. Followed by 18 zeros. That number of operations each second. The top supercomputers right now are measured in petaflops. There's a sprawling machine that's called Summit that's located at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. It can hit a peak of 200 petaflops. Aurora should be 5 times as powerful. Wind back the clock to the late 90s, and supercomputers clocked in at a teraflop. Historically, chips and transistors have become smaller, but faster. So check this out. If you assume a typical laptop can carry out 1 billion operations per second. You know, I was asking a little bit earlier what your thoughts are with regards to the performance, including the speed of our computers that we use every day, including our laptops. They're able to carry out the typical laptop, able to carry out 1 billion operations per second. That means that Aurora is the equivalent of 1 billion laptops all connected together. Guerra of Intel says that is a phenomenal number. Of course, Aurora will run better than a billion laptops that are all strung together because supercomputers must also be wired in smart ways so that the components are interconnected efficiently, not to mention other practical issues like making sure that the hardware is liquid cooled. That's really what differentiates a supercomputer from just a pile of a billion laptops or even connected, interconnected laptops to the tune of 1 billion of them. So for another point of reference, the Xbox One X is currently the fastest gaming console on the market. Ladies and gentlemen, would you believe that a game now, the Xbox One X, checks in around 6 teraflops. 6 teraflops. That's some speed. A game. Wow. And you think about our brains keeping up with all that. And again, we were saying a little bit earlier, you go back to the late 90s, supercomputers were clocking in at a teraflop. Supercomputers were clocking in at 1 teraflop. We have a game that's clocking in around 6 teraflops. Now, I told you I was going to let you know more about the physical structure, and I think you probably begun to really pick up on where we were going with that. As we talked about interconnectedness in one of these previous, well, the Summit supercomputer. Supercomputers, as you've gathered, are not one massive singular machine sitting in the middle of an empty room. Instead, their hardware is in cabinets. So I ask you, you know, you think, do you perceive Aurora as being maybe 12 feet high? And I gave you those dimensions. Well, Aurora is going to need more than 200 cabinets. According to Clay, each cabinet will be about 4 feet wide, over 5 feet deep, and over 7 feet tall. Now, I know you're thinking, hey, those dimensions aren't as big as the dimensions you gave us. That's true. But when I gave you my dimensions, I was only talking about one machine. We're talking about a machine, quote unquote, that will need more than 200 of these cabinets that are 4 feet wide, 5 feet deep, and 7 feet tall. Since the cabinets need some space between them, the total area of the system will need to be at least 6,400 square feet. That means at a minimum, the Aurora computer will take up more space than a basketball court. More space than a basketball court. Each cabinet will get hot, but Cray says that thanks to liquid cooling, we mentioned that earlier, they could keep each cabinet chilly enough to run with a quarter megawatt of power. Since the computing nodes within each cabinet and the cabinets themselves need to be connected to each other, switches and copper and fiber optic cable will network it all. Each cabinet has multiple switches, and each switch contains 64 ports. When the data is flowing from switch to switch, it can travel at a speed of 200 gigabits per second. So picture a fiber optic cable stretching from a switch on one cabinet to another cabinet, and the data can move at a speed of 200,000 megabits per second. So for comparison, Netflix says you'll need an internet connect of 5 megabits per second to stream HD films, or 25 for 4K. Scott of Cray Incorporated says the challenge is going to be continuing to push the frontier. You know, human beings, we just have this habit of wanting to do more and more and more and more. We've got to outdo what we did last. We got to outdo what they did last. So if this supercomputer is going to be at least the size of a basketball court, how big will the next one be? How fast will it move? What will it be able to accomplish? And pull some things together for us. Supercomputers moving at all this speed. Think about the fact that people are still working with virtual reality. Remember what I shared with you a while back? One of the things that people want to do is enable virtual meetings where a person can meet with a virtual person. A physical person can meet with a virtual person. Remember I was sharing with you some months ago the plans that some have to enable family reunions where maybe only a few people out of 30, 40, 20 who might be attending are actually there in physical body. Think about what they're wanting to do with regards to building computers that can be used in such a way as to send information to people in rural parts of the country, even when they have very few computers there, and the information can still be conveyed to them. For what kinds of information and for what purposes? All right, let's hear the robots talk to us in just a few minutes.